Oh, I just want to say.
I used to hear that once in a while.
I wanted to make one other point. I picture the GMRS repeater, if we get permission, not being linked. I originally thought I would link it and maybe even link all three, because we have one that Cody put up at Sandy Ridge. But I think to start off with, I'd want to keep it just for the area that it covers and not link it outside, because I think the usage scenarios I see for GMRS, I mean, if there's an emergency, hams can get messages in and out of the Meshannon Valley and all across as far as you want to go. But I think a lot of the applications for this might be more, it might be better to just sort of keep it as a community resource, I think. And the thing that I ran into, I was going to do an RF link to the GMRS repeater in Rattlesnake, and that's where I ran into trouble. I had a Yagi antenna, and it's just, when you link ham repeaters, you get to use UHF and VHF, so you got all that separation. In GMRS, there's only 50 kilohertz between the frequencies and 125 kilohertz or 175 for the whole band. There's only 8 channels, and I couldn't make it work. And turns out, looking on the internet, I don't think anybody else ever did either. Everybody links over the internet when they link them at all. And then you're back to internet connectivity from CalFERS and things. So I think to begin with, it would be just an isolated repeater just for the Meshannon Valley. And that might be the best way to have it anyways.